We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In 48 hours, the first pitch of the Pirates 2023 season is going to be thrown in Cincinnati. You're going to hear it right here on The Fan. You're not going to be hearing me running my yap that day, only for about an hour. And then the Pirates are going to get after it. I'll throw this out there right now, very simply, at 412-928-9370. Where are you at with this team right this second? Is the arrow pointed up? Do you feel optimistic, genuine optimism about the next couple of years of the Pirates? I'm not asking about this year. I think we all know, barring something pretty miraculous, like Clint Hurdle predicting a 95-win season and the team winning 94, they're not going to have that kind of year this year. But as so often is the case where the Pirates are concerned, when we talk about them, it's usually in a big picture sense. What does the future hold for them? Is their trajectory right? I want to know if you're feeling that kind of way about them. If you feel like Ben Cherington's team has sort of bottomed out, done what they, I guess, had to do, and started along the process of actually making this thing a contender again. 412-928-9370. You're going to have your chance to hold court about that. For my own part, I come back to this. Because of the way that baseball tends to play out these days, because of the way most teams tend to be run in small markets, other than the San Diego Padres, who are really flipping that script and just saying, "Nah, we're going to do it our way. We're going to spend money. We're going to go into the red here to the end of trying to win baseball games. We're going to keep signing guys to long-term deals, big long-term deals too." Other than them, because teams are run a certain way, I think fans are generally, fans are generally conditioned to feel a certain kind of way about their team, to think big picture, to think in terms of small windows, to feel like this, if my team is starting to do things this way, it's the only way they can win, so I'm going to believe in it. I'm going to hold on to hope here. And I think when you only have that one perceived way that you can win, again, unless you're the Padres, this draft-developed, make frugal, shrewd signings method of baseball team building, you anchor yourself to that and say, we're going to hope. It's got to work. We're going to trust in it. Trust the process, I think was the Philadelphia 76ers motto under Sam Hinkie for so long. Bottom out. Acquire talent, get better, have the talent all actually pan out, boom. Profit, win titles, they didn't. The Astros did in baseball. They did that. Where I'm at, though, on this is with this idea, I'm stuck on this idea that just because they are going about it the way we have all been conditioned to think you pretty much have to go about it, doesn't mean it's actually going to come to fruition. I get a little bit itchy when I think about the Pirates for this reason. Brian Reynolds, in terms of overall level of performance, production, track record, is, I think, the closest analog that they have to Andrew McCutchen. He is older than McCutchen was when he was putting up these numbers, significantly so, enough so that it actually matters, that it makes a difference in how the team is treating him contractually. Whereas Andrew McCutchen, for the 2011 team, or the John Russell debacle team in 2010, was like the one player on the rise, and he had Walker, and he had Alvarez, he had running buddies that he was supposed to grow with. Whereas that was a young, you'd hope, cornerstone piece, who, by the way, I think exceeded everybody but his expectations. He wasn't seen as a future MVP. He was seen as a future very good player. Probably in his own mind, he thought, I can be MVP, and he was right. Beyond that, like, that guy on this year's team is going to get traded, most people still think. Now, Jason Mackey thinks it might not happen, but a lot of people believe Brian Reynolds will be traded before this season is up. So that subtracts that guy from the equation in terms of team building. You're trying to get future assets, potentially, for him. The guy who most closely resembles McCutcheon's skill set and actually exceeds it dramatically, and I don't even think that's a shot at McCutcheon to say this, is O'Neal Cruz, who doesn't yet have the depth of production. He's only got one actual season under his belt to make you think that he's sort of a known commodity. Beyond that, you start to actually look at like what they have in place for the future, especially at the other area of need, starting pitching. Mitch Keller's going to start opening day. Ronzi Contreras, is going to be managed carefully, but he's the arm everybody likes in this organization. And then what? Priester's their number four rated prospect by MLB.com. Then you got to start going down, and Priester's, you know, should be here this year. Then you've got to skip out of their top six. He's the only one. And then 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all pitchers whose arrival times vary. Like Mike Burrows, you're going to see, okay, you're going to see him. Ortiz, you're going to see him. Chandler's a couple years away. Solometto's a couple years away. You get the idea. And these guys aren't seen as their best prospects. I guess my point here is, 48 hours from opening day, I want the arrow to be pointed up because they have bottomed out pretty obviously. Like, they have been bad by design and followed that. They have adhered to that design. There are pieces I like when I look at this lineup. I like Cruz. I am optimistic, cautiously, that Hayes is going to have a better offensive season. I like that they brought back McCutcheon. I don't care if, you know, to what degree he can still play. It's nice to see him back. It's nice that he seemed to want to come back. It's nice that they had the foresight to bring him back, that they made it happen. But what I don't feel like I see just yet, I know Andy Rodriguez, people like him. People think he could be really good sooner rather than later, like as in a couple of months sooner. What, for whatever reason, I don't feel like I can see yet. And to be fair, I don't think I saw it before 2012. 2012 should have been the year they ended 20 years of losing. It ended up taking one extra year. I didn't necessarily see it in 2011. So maybe this is just me having a blind spot. But Donnie, I don't feel yet like there is a large enough pool of these guys that I can say safely, arrow pointed up, they're on the right track here. I don't feel like we're there yet.
I think the next year or two.
Like, I think we're in pivotal time. I think we're in pivotal time. I actually think we're in pivotal time for them and for the Steelers. Like, it's this. Now, football's on a different curve, but, like, you're going to find out, I think, by the end of this year or the beginning of next year at most. Is Kenny Pickett, what do the kids your age say? Is he good enough to be him or not?
Yeah, I hate that saying.
I know you do, but, like, I think they and the Pirates are in the same boat. With the Pirates, it's a lot more players because of the nature of the sport, but it's. You have this perceived core in your own mind. Are they good enough?
Yeah, football also has like the natural ability to let parity take place, and a football team can have a down year or two, and they can be right back in the conversation in a very short span. The Pirates have obviously not been a good team for the better part of 10 years after they had that three-year stretch where they made the playoffs, made the wild card game. But I think in these next 2 years, we should know the story a little bit better, especially once you get to next year. And 2025 should be whenever things come together. I mean, I know that...
What's your gut tell you? Here, let me ask you two quick ones. Do you remember back to like this rough time, 2011 or so? What did your gut tell you about the Pirates? Did you have like a feeling things were coming along?
Yes.
So you believe that something was... Because I vividly remember, I was new on Drive Time in 2013. When Clint Hurdle said the 95 win thing, me and Joe and old Josh Miller with his feet kicked up in the corner over there, we laughed. Because it was like, we just watched this team crater down the stretch to cost themselves a winning season. We were like, there are players here to like, but we laughed. I don't have a bad feel necessarily, but I don't yet have a defined good feel about them.
I will also say this. I'm always overly optimistic about how the Pirates will do, and you'll probably find this hard to believe. I mean, given the moniker you guys have given me on this show and how much I love the sport of football, but when I was in middle school into high school, baseball was right up there for me, man. I mean, I loved
the
game of baseball.
Well, it's a summertime sport. You can devote a lot of time to it if you're a school-aged kid because most of it happens when you're not in school.
And I was always one of the few kids that had the optimism, you know, always, you know, I think they'll finally turn the corner this year. I think something will finally happen this year. And, you know, laughed at the entire time. My senior year of high school, they finally put it all together. They make the playoffs. They win the wild card game. They take the Cardinals to the brink of elimination. Yep. I'm not saying that it's the exact track that that group of guys were on, but I think they can make a respectable jump this year. You know, they're not going to lose 100 games. I think they can win 75 games, roughly. Then if next year you get to the point where, you know, they're hanging around for most of the season in the, you know, the wild card discussion since there's an extra team now, and then 2025, they should absolutely be a playoff team if things work out the way they should.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.